Hello, and this is Brandy with the Learning Spot Radio. This is podcast number 2 in the Emerging Instructional Leadership Academy. And in case you haven't listened to the first podcast, I have created this academy in preparation for the upcoming launch of the Emerging Instructional Leadership Conference that's going to be held July 8th through the 11th. And this is going to be an awesome time where instructional leadership from across the country come together and learn, prepare, and collaborate for the 2014-2015 school year. So during this session or this conference, it's going to be different. And it's going to be unique. Things are going to happen a little bit differently. So the first thing is that the Instructional Leadership Conference is going to be a real conversation. This is not going to be a cookie cutter conference. This is going to be an interactive conference with the needs of my audience in mind. Those who decide to register for the conference will receive a survey, and based on your survey results, we will craft specific webinars and topics that will meet your needs and answer your questions to help you prepare for next school year. Excuse me. Also, this is going to be more of a workshop. So by the time you leave the conference, you will have an action guide and a plan that you are year. So it's going to be a wonderful time. I'd love to see you there, and I'll be giving you more details in tomorrow's webinar, which is the final webinar in the series. So today's topic is how to have enough time to get into the classrooms. We all know that as instructional leaders, one of the most important jobs is going into the classroom and monitoring the actual instructions that's taking place. So today, I'd like to as I call them, or three areas that you can focus on when you need to get in and get out of a classroom. So the first to look for is lesson alignment. Now, no matter what state that you are teaching in or working in, there are learning objectives or state standards that have been outlined for you by your educational agency. Those might be the Common Core Standards, and if you're in Texas, TEKS. So lesson alignment is one very important thing that you should be looking for. You should ensure that the lesson activities and the questions that teachers are asking are aligned with the learning objective or the learning standard that has been established by the state. And that's going to help you for a couple of reasons. Most importantly, the end of the year assessments that are created by your state are. So this is not teaching to the test. What it is working smarter, not harder. If you create an alignment, then you don't have to teach to the test later. All of your activities are in line, so therefore students are learning the material that they need to learn in order to be successful. So number one, verify lesson alignment. Number two, make sure that the teacher is constantly checking for understanding and student misunderstanding. When teachers are teaching the lesson, it has to be interactive. As they're teaching, they have to create opportunities to verify that students understand what they're saying. It's not good enough for teachers to say, right, yes, yes or no, you know, those types of questions. Teachers need to plan to the cognitive level of the state standard, but also make sure that their questions and questioning provide for frequent checks to build understanding and build concept development. So checking for understanding is the second thing that you should be looking for. Also, as I said, misunderstandings. So When a student does not understand the information or what the teacher has taught, what's happening? And how do they respond? So that's a very crucial portion of your instructional walk, checking for understanding. Lastly, but not least, is student engagement. So we all know that if students are engaged and students are paying attention, students are going to learn more. So the third recommendation that I'd like to give you is that you talk with students and interact with them to see if they're engaged in the lesson. And what stop and talk to a student in class and ask, what are you doing today? And they say, I don't know. That's probably a low level of student engagement. But when you walk into a classroom and students are talking, responding to the teacher, tracking the speaker with their eyes, and actively listening and participating in the lesson activities, you know that students are interacting with the teacher, participating in the lesson, and learning. So, I will repeat. The three big look fors when you go into a classroom should be: 1, looking for lesson alignment; 2, checking for evidence of understanding and misunderstandings; and then 3, checking for the student's level of engagement. Now, I hope that these three tips or three look fors have been helpful to you, instructional leader. And if it has, I'd love for you to share this podcast with someone else who you feel this might be of use to. Once again, I'd like you to encourage you to continue to follow this podcast series and to register for the 2014 Emerging Instructional Leadership Conference that will be held July 8th through the 11th. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you for the third installment of this. Hello, and this is